Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ 2. Week 8. The way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit, the aggregate of the all-embracing blessing of the full gospel of God. Wednesday related verses. Galatians 3:14. In order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 1:15-16. But when it pleased God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might announce him as the gospel among the Gentiles, immediately I did not confer with flesh and blood. Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him. Ephesians 3:8-19. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. 19. And to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Genesis 3:14-18. And Jehovah said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, Now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your seed forever. And I will make your seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then your seed can also be numbered. Rise up, walk through the land, according to its length and its breadth, for I will give it to you. And Abram moved his tent, and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and there he built an altar to Jehovah. Related reading. The way to share in, partake of, and participate in the threefold seed can be seen in the book of Galatians. In the short book of Galatians, Paul presents the fact that the very Christ whom he ministered to people is the consummated God, as the Spirit to be our blessing. The blessing of God's gospel is the consummated triune God, as the consummated Spirit. The way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive life-giving Spirit, the aggregate of the all-embracing blessing of the full gospel of God, is first by God's revealing of Christ in us. Those who have been genuinely regenerated and saved can testify that since the time they heard the gospel, within them there has been an unveiling. After they heard the gospel, the scenery of a person, Jesus, began to shine within them. We have not just heard something, we have seen something within. We could not have been saved unless we had had such an unveiling of Christ within us. The Christ whom we have seen is a profound Christ, one whose size is the dimensions of the entire universe. The dimensions of the universe are unlimited. However, Paul says that if we allow Christ to make his home in our hearts, we will have the ability to know with all the saints the breadth and length and height and the depth of this universe, that is, the dimensions of Christ. Oh, the riches of Christ are unsearchable. Today Christ is still shining in me, and I am continually seeing more of him. We all need such an unveiling. This is God's doing. Every aspect of the Christian life comes out of this unveiling. We live the Christian life according to the Christ whom we have seen. My Christian life comes out of the Christ whom I have seen day after day. Since the day we believed in the Lord Jesus, God's unveiling of Christ has been going on in us. This unveiling never ceases. The more revelation we receive of the Son of God, the more He will live in us. The more He lives in us, the more He will become to us the unique and central blessing of the gospel, which God promised to Abraham. This means that He will be to us the all-inclusive land, realized as the all-inclusive, processed, life-giving Spirit. If we drop our concepts, turn our heart to the Lord, pay attention to the Spirit, and spend time in the Word, Christ will be revealed in us. He will live in us, and He will be formed in us. Day by day, He will become more of an enjoyment to us. As a result, this living person will make us a new creation in a practical way. The book of Galatians eventually brings us to the new creation by way of the inward revelation of the living person of the Son of God. The way to receive an inward subjective spiritual revelation is always to drop our concepts, to turn our heart to the Lord, and to tell the Lord that we hold on to nothing besides Him, and that our heart is holy for Him. Then if we pay attention to our spirit and spend time in the Word, we will receive revelation. Paul's burden in writing the book of Galatians, and our need today, is that we be brought into a state where we are full of the revelation of the Son of God, and thereby become a new creation with Christ living in us, being formed in us, and being enjoyed by us continually as the all-inclusive Spirit.